Therefore, I cannot wonder across this world why my mind does not muster in the murk when I ponder pervading all the lives of men, how they suddenly abandon their halls, the proud young thanes. So this entire Middle Earth tumbles and falls every day. Therefore, a man cannot become wise before he has earned his share of winters in this world. A wise man ought to be patient, nor too hot-hearted, nor too hasty of speech, nor too weak a warrior, nor too foolhardy, nor too fearful, nor too fey, nor too coin-grasping, nor ever too bold for boasting before he knows readily. A stout-hearted warrior ought to wait when he makes his boast until he readily knows where the thoughts of his heart will veer. A wise man ought to perceive how ghostly it will be when all this world's wealth stands wasted. So now, in various places throughout this Middle Earth, the walls stand blown by wind, crushed by frost, the buildings snow-swept. The wine hall's moulder, their wielder, lies deprived of joy, his peerage all perished, proud by the wall. War destroyed some, ferried along the fourth way. Some a bird bore away over a high sea, another the gray wolf separated in death, another a teary-cheeked warrior hid in an earthen cave. And so the Shaper of Men has laid this Middle Earth to waste until the ancient works of giants stood empty, devoid of the revelry of their citizens. Then he wisely contemplates this wallstead and deeply thinks through this darkened existence, aged in spirit, often remembering from afar many war slaughterings. And he speaks these words. Where has the horse gone? Where is the man? Where is the giver of treasure? Where are the seats at the feast? Where are the joys at the hall? Alas, the bright goblet, alas, the male warrior, alas, the pride of princes, how the space of years has passed. It grows dark beneath the night helm, as if it never was. It stands now in the track of the beloved multitude, a wall wonderfully tall, mottled with serpents. The force of ashen spears has seized its noblemen, weapons greedy for slaughter. The well-known way of the world and the storms beat against these stony cliffs. The tumbling snows bind up the earth. The clash of winter when the darkness comes. The night shadows grow dark, sent down from the north. The ferocious hail storms in hatred of men. All is misery fraught in the realm of earth. The work of fortune changes the world under the heavens. Here wealth is loaned, here friends are loaned, here man is loaned, here family is loaned, and this whole foundation of the earth wastes away. So spoke the wise man in his mind as he sat apart in secret consultation. A good man who keeps his troth ought never manifest his miseries too quickly from his breast, unless he knows beforehand, the Earl practicing his courage. It will be well for him who seeks the favor, the comfort from our Father in heaven, where a fortress stands for us all.